96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday, the 22nd of March. It is calm outside with some fog and clouds and 58 degrees on our way to 75 before it's all said and done today. So we're putting a little spring in spring today. And speaking of spring, we want to preview the Emporia Friends of the Emporia Public Library Spring Book Sale, which comes into bloom here this weekend. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Dee Schwinn. And Dee, good morning. How are you?
And I was thinking spring and hoping it's going to warm up for our spring book sale. But, yes, we're ready to go.
Ready to go. So let us know, Dee, when things exactly will start.
We will start Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. We're in the building to the north of the library, 618 Mechanic. And we will start with our members and life members at 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock. They should have received a card in the mail. We also have a list of the members, so if they don't have that card, we can get them in for that 9 to 11. Starting at 11, we'll be open to the public. And that's from 11 to 5 on Saturday. And it's full price, which is usually not more than $3 per item. There are a few that are more. Then on Sunday, we'll be there from 1 to 5. And that's also full price. Monday and Tuesday is going to be $10 a bag day. And anything you can get in that bag for $10. And we're open from 9 to 6. Wednesday's $5 a bag day, and we're open from 9 to 6. Thursday, we're open from 9 to noon, and it's $2 for anything you can get in a bag.
So do you find people that are they're pretty good bag stoppers now, Dee?
Oh, they're excellent, yes. some of them, college students seem to be the best. They know how to work those in and get those in there. And on that bag day, I mean, you can do CDs, you can do audiobooks, you can do DVDs. Yeah, anything you can get in that bag is whatever, you know, the price for the bag that day. So, and we do provide the bags, so everybody's got the same size and everything. But bag days are popular, but also there are some people who want to get in there and find that special book they've been looking for. So Saturday morning is usually like crazy and very busy. And we're going to have some, we have extra workers on then. And we also, I want to thank the youth from the Catholic Church. Some of those are going to help people carry out their books and help us in that rush of people.
And this is at the new Friends location for the book sales at 618 Mechanic, just north of the library, beginning this Saturday with the Friends members preview sale from 9 until 11. And then it's open to all starting at 11 a.m. this Saturday. So does selection look good, Dee?
Oh, yes. I mean, we've got, thanks to everyone who's donated books, we have a fantastic selection. We have lots of LPs that people have brought in, so if people are collecting those or looking for those. A lot of people like Westerns, and we this time have a pretty good selection of Western literature, so if that's your deal, lots and lots of fiction, lots and lots of mysteries. Our shelves are all up. We'll be using the shelves on everything except the children's books. We found that as thin as they are, they slide and slip, and so we're going to keep them in boxes on tables. But have a good selection of children's books. Yeah, we're just, it's always amazing. We think, oh, we'll never get as many books. And yeah, we do. So thanks to the Emporia community for doing that.
Dee, you talk a little bit about the selection that's available. Do you ever have a lot of people come in and they kind of request that you have maybe more of a certain genre the next year than you did the year before? Do you ever get a lot of requests for certain books, or is there one that kind of stands out?
Well, the Westerns are one that people have said, and we have no control over what we get, but we keep that in mind. And we also have added, we split the Western and the Western fiction, so that they're separate and you find that. And we've gone back to something. We don't know how it's going to work, but some people like romances. So this time we tried to pick out the romances from the fiction. We used to have this before, but we're trying it again. So there'll just be a romance section for those people who are looking for that. We have also opened up a foreign language section. We haven't had one of those before, so... there's not as many books there, but there's some good dictionaries for different foreign languages and that type of thing. And, yeah, and people request, oh, why don't you put them in alphabetical order? And we're like, oh, my gosh, we can't do that. We do have them divided by subjects, and we have that well marked so they can find what sections of books they're looking for, so.
Yeah, I guess if somebody has a couple of months extra on their hands, they can come in and try to put things in alphabetical order a little bit.
Yes, that would be exactly.
That would be a tedious process right there.
Accepting volunteers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, Dee, let's talk about these are always very well attended and for good reason. Talk about the proceeds. What's the money used for?
The money is always used for the Emporia Public Library. We ask the library what they're needing. We have, for a long time, helped to sponsor the kids' concerts. Those will be coming up in June, every Wednesday in June at noon at the library courtyard, unless inclement weather. But we're looking forward to doing that again. We use some of the money to recognize the library staff. National Library Week is coming up in April, and we'll be doing some things to recognize the staff. We purchase all of the book discussion books. That's a part of our contribution, is we help purchase those. Anything that we give the library opportunity to purchase what they need. That's our purpose, to help them. And so every I call it semester because I'm a teacher, but we do $10,000 twice a year to the library. That money comes from book sales and also from memberships. So we've tried to leave it open rather than them coming to us each time and just saying, oh, I need this. We just give them $10,000 in January and $10,000 in July. And then we also have extra money, and we, if they need something that isn't covered in that $20,000, then we're more than happy to do what we can to help them.
Well, that's a significant boost for the library a couple of times a year. And you mentioned memberships, Dee. If people would like to be a friend of the Emporia Public Library, how can they do that?
Well, there's a form, and if they want to do it on Saturday and get in there at 9 o'clock, they can do that. The memberships, we have a teen membership for $5, $15 for individual and $20 for family. And so we've got those forms there, and we'll take their money, and they'll become a member. Yeah, right then, right there. We'll do it. If they think they want to come in and do the preview sale, we'll be glad to do that for them.
It is the spring book sale from the Friends of the Emporia Public Library starting this Saturday. Again, the Friends members preview sale, 9 until 11, and then open to the public starting at 11 at 618 Mechanic, just north of our very fine Emporia Public Library. Great job as always, Dee. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much for allowing us to be on so that we can publicize this. You'll see the ubiquitous yellow signs all over town starting on Friday night and through the week. So thanks to those ladies who put those out, and thanks to the city for the use of that building. It's been really beneficial to us and to our workers. So a big thanks to the city of Emporia.
All right, let's support the library. Thank you, Dee. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, Dee Schwinn, Emporia. Friends of the Emporia Public Library with their big spring book sale taken starting this Saturday.
Yes, indeed. Going to be a good one on Saturday. And just want to remind everyone, if you would like to join us to discuss one of your up-